For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. The population of rural America is growing again after the recent decade-long loss. Since the pandemic, a third of non-metro counties actually gained population, according to research by the Journal of Rural Sociology. Daily Yonder data journalist Sarah Malott says growth was most pronounced in counties like Powder River, Montana, where recreational activities are a major part of the economy.
So people then associate these places with a higher quality of life?
If the trend continues, Malott says net migration will be significant.
And we could expect rural America to grow by 1.3% by 2030. That's actually 23% higher than the projected urban rate.
One town in Iowa has found success with other attractions. Here's Anya Slepian.
The first decade of the 2000s was not kind to Newton, Iowa. The appliance company Maytag was bought out, and when their headquarters closed, 2,000 jobs went with it. Then the housing bubble burst. When no new building permits were issued in 2011, Bruce Showalter, the housing director for the Newton Housing Development Corporation, knew the town was in trouble.
If you're not building new houses or upgrading your housing stock, then you're dying. So if we didn't do something, the city was going to just deteriorate and continue to lose population.
So Newton created a new housing initiative, which provides a $10,000 cash incentive to anyone building a home worth $190,000, as well as a subscription to the local newspaper and a YMCA membership. In the past 9 years, more than 100 homes have been built, helping grow Newton's economy as well as its population.
Half of those houses have been sold to new people moving to town. So we're actually drawing people to town because of this program.
More than 50 other rural communities offer incentives, from free building lots and cash payments to complimentary dinners and internet credits. I'm Anya Slepian.
And younger people are moving back or staying in some areas. Sociologist Ben Winchester at the University of Minnesota believes the brain drain narrative no longer fits.
If rural America is dying, then why can't I find a home to buy?
In the decade following the year 2000, Winchester's research noted a significant uptick in 30 to 49-year-olds, contributing to a form of brain gain in most of Minnesota's rural counties.
Rural is not dying. The narrative we're using is terrible and is based out of things that happened like 50 or 100 years ago.
Journalist Nick Foriezos from Open Campus Media looked at the Minnesota data and noted the outsized role of community colleges and their ability to adapt to local needs.
When you look at the rural areas that are really succeeding and thriving, they usually find a way to take the strengths that they have and to think creatively.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.